Dr. Myron Aloukian Jr. originally got his bachelor's degree in psychology from Tufts. And then he went on to get his DDS at the University of Pennsylvania, his Master's of Public Health from the Harvard School of Public Health, and he is board certified in dental public health. He is a member of the National Academy of Medicine and a past president of the American Public Health Association, the first Vietnam veteran and the second dentist to serve as president. He served as dental director for the city of Boston for 34 years. He also served as a faculty member at Harvard, at BU, and at Tufts. And at Harvard, he has been awarded the Distinguished Alumni and Distinguished Faculty Awards. I recorded this telephone interview with him in spring 2021.
Dr. Lucas,
yes.
Why do you support fluoridation?
I was with the 3rd Marine Division at the Marine Field Hospital in Vietnam during the Vietnam War. And in the middle of the night, we had mass casualties. In the morning, we treated dental patients. And in the afternoon, it was so hot, we couldn't treat patients. So I had free time, so I started volunteering in the orphanages and refugee camps. They had no dental care at all, a lot of pain and infection. And I said, this is the kind of dentist I want to be, who helps people who have no access to dental care with pain and suffering. So I came back to Boston. I was accepted for the public health program at Harvard. While at the School of Public Health, with only two dentists, everyone else are mostly physicians, we were asked to do a paper on anything we wanted, preventing disease. So I looked at how do you prevent oral disease. So I did an exhaustive literature search. And as a result of that, I found that the only way you can have an impact in the community is with community water fluoridation. Now, at that time, the data showed that you had 50 to 70% less tooth decay in fluoridated communities, that there were six times more individuals who were totally tooth decay free. And I said, wow, this is fantastic. So I shared it with some of the people at the school, and they said, there's a hearing at a local board of health on fluoridation. Would you be willing to speak? I said, sure. So I went there assuming, once I explained the science and the facts, people would accept it. Well, when I went there, there were people speaking against it. They were bringing up, information that was not true. They were bringing up things that are completely untrue. One of them was it's a communist plot. Another one is it caused cancer. Another one, it was artificial. And I'm saying, gee, they're way off the mark. They don't know what the data is. They don't know what the science is. Because in doing my literature search, I learned that in the United States, for generations, we had millions of people living in communities that were naturally fluoridated. And that looking at over those 10 million people in different communities, they found that at the recommended level, you had much less tooth decay, 50 to 70% less tooth decay, less pain and suffering. So all we were doing was duplicating what nature had already shown us. The other thing is fluoride is a natural ingredient. All water supplies have some fluoride. Most foods have some fluoride, but not enough to prevent the disease. So I was shocked that there are people against it, and I said they just don't know the science. They don't know what the facts are.
What are the general public to make of this argument between us and them, so to speak? Because the public find it very difficult to work around this, don't they?
It can be confusing to the public, and I put the responsibility on the primary care providers of the public. The dentists are not educating their patients about fluorides and fluoridation. Physicians are not educating their patients about fluorides and fluoridation. We did a study a number of years ago of legislators here in Massachusetts, people who make the laws. And we found that they went to a physician and dentist on a regular basis. But then we asked them, where did you get your information on fluoridation? It wasn't from their dentist or physician. It was from people against fluoridation. For some people, it's a very emotional issue. Some people say to me, what kind of people are against fluoridation? I say there are two types of people against fluoridation. There's the hardcore person who's against it no matter what you tell them. They're against it. Then there's the people who don't know. They're not sure. And once you give those folks the facts and the information, then they will support it. But we're not reaching those people, and the best way to reach them is through the people that they trust, people who are credible in their eyes, and that's their family dentist and their family physician. And you need to give them the information and the facts so they understand that all we are doing is duplicating what nature has shown us, and that we're dealing with a disease that affects almost everyone. You know, we chlorinate the water supply so people don't get infectious diseases. People don't debate anymore, should we chlorinate or not chlorinate? But in the beginning, when they began chlorinating the water supply, people said, oh, you're treating the water. I don't want a chemical in my body. When water is treated, it may be treated with 10 to 30 different chemicals so that you have clean, pure water and you don't get infectious diseases. And fluoridation is just duplicating what nature's already shown us. I spoke in England a number of years ago where they were comparing the U.S. and the U.S. and the British healthcare systems. And at the end of, and I was the only dentist there, and at the end of the meeting, one of the chair of the meeting said, well, the problem we have in Great Britain is if you need an artificial kidney, you have to wait several years to get an artificial kidney, but if you need dental care, you can get it within a week or two. And we all know that our kidneys are more important than our teeth. And I responded, and I said, well, I said, on an individual basis, that may be true, but when you look from a public health perspective, for every person who needs an artificial kidney, there are 5,000 people who need dental care. So you need to think in terms of the population perspective. What percentage of the population has the disease and is suffering, and what's the cost, rather than on an individual basis? And when you look from a community or population basis, the priorities change. And with dental disease, most people have the disease, and many people are suffering unnecessarily because of it. And the ideal way to deal with any disease is to prevent it. We don't say to people, well, don't get the COVID vaccine, just get sick and maybe die. We give them a preventive measure, the vaccine. And it's the same with community water fluoridation. Why should people get sick and have pain and infection and have their teeth removed when you can adjust the fluoride in the water supply and have much less pain and infection and loss of teeth?
That's great. Well, thank you very much indeed, Dr. Luke, and thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
And for all your efforts.